On Tuesday at Tenike Plaza, Capitalize Albany will unveil its Impact Downtown Albany Revitalization Strategy, a 12-month public-private collaboration. Sarah Reginelli, Director of Economic Development at Capitalize Albany, says there are currently about 24 corporate contributors, including
financial institutions. We have the colleges and universities in the city of Albany on board with that. Really, it's anyone who believes in downtown's future is jumping on board to be a part of this strategy.
The group is working closely with city officials, including Mayor Jerry Jennings and Mayor-elect Kathy Sheehan. The new downtown strategy is funded by the corporate community. Reginelli promises big changes as a result of the collaboration.
The first component is really knowing who we are now, what we are now, and then really coming up with the definition of success for downtown. We're at a point where we all need a common direction and then the mechanisms to get us to that future that we want to see. So this is really changing the trajectory of downtown Albany. What you'll see out of this project are major real estate development projects. You'll see major restructuring in terms of financial barriers to getting projects done in downtown. You'll see a streamlining of business assistance and startups in downtown Albany. And you'll also see opportunities for new residential development, new businesses, new recreational opportunities, and really unlocking the potential at the waterfront as well.
With an eye on a national trend showing renewed interest in urban lifestyles, Reginelli adds the project entails an in-depth marketing analysis of the residential, commercial, and retail potential for downtown Albany, along with a strategy to capitalize on that, effectively setting the tone for the next 5 to 10 years of development in downtown Albany. Capitalize Albany's communications and marketing assistant Amanda Vitullo extends a welcome to the community at large.
We are also going to be opening up opportunity for feedback and for community input. You'll see us asking a lot of questions on Twitter and on Facebook, so there'll be opportunities for interaction on social media.
More information is available on WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.